Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, and welcome to Don't Stop Us Now. I'm Claire Hatton.
And I'm Greta Thomas, and we're on a mission to help you achieve your goals.
We're all about sharing the secrets of the world's most innovative and pioneering successful women. Hear their uplifting stories and practical advice right here.
Yes, right here. And if you're enjoying this podcast, then why not sign up for our newsletter at hello@don'tstopusnow.co and keep listening for this week's latest episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this mini Future Proof Me episode.
And thanks for bearing with us while we took time out last week after my beloved dad passed away.
Yes, yeah, such sad news. But it's so good that you could be with him, Gret, in those last days, you know, despite all the COVID lockdowns and things, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's also so good he's in peace now and not struggling with his illness.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm sure there's plenty of listeners who've been through this, and I'm no doubt, therefore, I've got quite a journey ahead of me. But it's also why this week's mini episode is a tribute to all parents and everything they do for their children.
Which is so much.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And when we thought of this, we were reminded of our conversation with the wonderful social entrepreneur, Navin Salem, who has four daughters. And she started a social business called Adesia Nutrition, aiming to end malnutrition in the world. A big mission.
Yeah.
It produces a life-saving formulation called Plumpy Nut, which is given to very malnourished and unwell children in developing countries. In fact, they've nourished more than 14 million children in 60 countries to date.
It's an incredible story and an amazing mission and social business. When we spoke to Navin nearly 3 years ago now, we asked her about how she manages the juggle of leading her business and raising four daughters. And we also asked her about how she thinks about what she's role modeling for her young girls. Here she is.
There's a couple things. So one is the nice thing about being the boss is you can make up your own hours. I change my hours every year depending on what my girls' schedules are. So currently that means I leave the office by 3, and I want to make sure that I'm home for them to eat dinner with them, to go watch their soccer game, spend time with them. And that is very important to me because I know they won't be here forever and they need their mom around. So, and I have the flexibility to do that. And yes, maybe I can't get as much done in my day if I stayed until 6, but I don't care. So I have to prioritize very carefully so that every minute of my day is used effectively. And so if a meeting goes on too long, I want to be out of there because I know I only have a few hours in the day. The other thing I can do with my kids is drag them around with me. So tomorrow they're all coming to the factory to work. They have regular jobs that they know how to do. And then I have a few special projects for them tomorrow. And I also drag them to the field with me. And while all they want to do is go on normal vacations, like, you know, mom, why can't we go to Florida like everybody else for spring break? And instead, you want to take us to Guatemala and Sierra Leone. And we don't want to go there. We want to go to Florida like everyone else. And I said, well, there's one really important reason why we can't go to Florida. And I said, and that is because you won't remember it. You won't remember what beach you were on. You won't remember what you did there. But if I take you to Sierra Leone, I guarantee you, you will come home with a lot of stories and you will never, ever forget the things that you saw, the people that you met. And that's what I want you to take with you. And for the first time this summer, they said, Mom, can we go to Sierra Leone? And I looked at them like, excuse me, are they the same children from last year? And they finally realized like how much they actually enjoy that experience of being near the kids and hugging those kids holding their hands and being with them. And so I love that that transition has started to happen on their own now for the first time.
That's amazing. What kind of example do you hope your daughters are seeing in you?
I always want to lead by example. And maybe I've gone to extremes in starting Adesia to be able to prove that point. And since I have four girls, I always thought it was very important for me to demonstrate many things to them. You know, why are they studying so hard in school? Well, because I want you to be ready to think big, to figure out how you want to make an impact in your own way. It doesn't need to be my way at all. To know that you should be, you hope to be passionate about something, that you should always be curious and asking questions, asking why, asking how. Also, I remember when they were little and one time they came with me and they said, "Mom, are you the boss of all of these people?" And I said, "Yes, yes, I am." And they were so small. The twins must have been only 8. And I said, "I'm so glad they're asking this question now because they won't remember asking me this question. And I don't want them to ever think about a woman being a CEO as something unusual. It should be completely as normal as anything can be, because that's where I want them to be fearless in their pursuit of leadership as they grow older. And so if I can demonstrate them by this is my everyday, then that message has gotten through to them." I remember I gave a commencement address a couple of weeks ago, and my daughters were in the crowd, and one of them said afterwards, she goes, "I could do that. I could see myself up there. I could do that." And I was like, perfect. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Is not, "Oh my God, how did you speak in front of 5,000 people?" It was, "I can do that too." And so I think it's working. Some days I think it's working. Other days I'm as disastrous as can be and frustrated like all moms are. So I'm not trying to make it sound like we're all perfect. We are far from it. But there are these little bits where I see, aha, I've gotten through to you. And so hopefully you will always remember those moments.
I love that Naven is priming her girls to think they can be CEOs or they can give speeches to big crowds. But importantly, not pressurizing them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, all she wants is for them to have an impact in some way that resonates for them and to stay curious.
It's really inspiring. And of course, most parents aren't in such a position where they can role model being CEO. My dad certainly wasn't. But it is within our realm of possibility to encourage curiosity and caring about making an impact.
Yeah, exactly. And Gret, out of curiosity, how did your dad do that for you?
Well, he made me feel that I could do anything. I don't even know how to articulate how he did that. I can't place specific things, but I just always felt that anything was possible. So I guess he gave me enormous confidence. But he never exerted any pressure for me to achieve any specific thing or go in any specific direction. He just made me feel like the world was my oyster.
How special is that?
Yeah, I'm very, very blessed, and it really was a gift. Thank you, Dad.
Beautiful. Well, that's this episode done and dusted. If you're enjoying this podcast, then please do us a favor if you haven't already and rate and review us on whichever platform you listen to us on. It really will make a big difference to us and it would be so appreciated.
It certainly would. See you next week. Hug someone you love in the meantime and ciao for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.